Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. This week, a state judge allowed Pennsylvania to join the rest of the Northeast in legalizing same-sex marriages. And if the decision stands, Pennsylvania would become the 19th state to legalize gay marriage. Let's look at evolving attitudes on the issue with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, in your time as a pollster, have you ever seen such a rapid sea change on a social issue?
Well, it certainly has been the ones that's changed the most, because a lot of issues don't change a lot over time. They're fairly stable. This is not one of those. Let me give you a little history. 1996, we first asked about marriages between same-sex partners seen by the law as valid. That's how we phrased the question. 27% of Americans in 96 said they said it should be valid. That has gone up over the years, but actually did not cross the 50%, the majority mark, until 2011. We updated every May, Dave, so we've just updated, and these are national numbers, and now it's at 55% who say yes to same-sex marriage being legal, 42% say no, and that 55% by a point or two is the highest in our history of tracking this question.
Among the primary drivers, obviously region, as we're citing the Northeast, and I might guess age.
That's right. 67% of residents in the East, and that's as defined basically by the Census Bureau, which would be all of the population centers up and down where we are right here, support same-sex marriage. It's clearly regional. The lowest support is in the South, where it's only 48%. There are big partisan differences, and that's behind the regional differences, because the South is more Republican. Actually, just about a third of Republicans say they support it. Whereas among Democrats, the number's all the way up to almost three-quarters, 74%. So there are huge political differences on this. And you're right. You mentioned age. Big difference. 78% of 18 to 29 say yes. And it's only 42% among those who are 65 and over.
Let's turn to a different social issue. A federal court in Alabama is hearing arguments this week on an abortion case with the potential to rise to the Supreme Court. Update us on Americans' attitudes about abortion.
Yeah, Dave, that's one of those attitudes that we were talking about that has not changed a lot. There are different ways of measuring attitudes towards abortion, but a question that we have going way back in time is, should abortion be legal under all circumstances, legal under no circumstances, that is totally illegal, or somewhere in the middle, legal under some circumstances? And those numbers have fluctuated a little, but really year after year, they stay pretty steady. In our recent update, 28% of Americans are on that total pro-choice side of it, legal under any circumstances, and a smaller number, 21%, are on the pro-life side, saying absolutely illegal in all circumstances, and that leaves about half of Americans who say they're ambivalent, abortion legal in some but illegal in others, and that's about, as I've said, where it's been for many years now.
Frank, Pennsylvania was among several states holding primary elections this week, and though it didn't apply in the Keystone State, it's seen as a rebuke of the Tea Party. What other takeaways can we garner?
Yeah, I think we talked about it a few weeks ago. Support for the Tea Party generally is down, particularly among Republicans. And what we're seeing now in a lot of primaries across the country, particularly those in this mini Super Tuesday, which is what we can call what happened last Tuesday, reflects the same thing. We certainly know that there are issues which are very important to smaller numbers of voters, niche voters, and that would include same-sex marriage and global warming. Our new data show the Democrats have a real edge on those, but those are actually not that important to the general population, but they may be to smaller groups of people. What we do know, my advice to candidates out there, is it's the economy, the economy, the economy. That's the dominant issue that Americans say they're most likely to take into account when they're casting their ballot next November.
Frank, this is the start of Memorial Day weekend, and with that, how many Americans are veterans?
Well, you know, that is extraordinarily dependent on age and gender. We just did a big mapping graph of that, Dave, and if you're looking at women, it's about 3 to 5%, no matter how old you are. 3 to 5% of women across the entire age spectrum say that they are veterans themselves. But among men, the huge difference is by age. It's down to 8% among men under 30 in this country today. Then you reach that magic threshold of about 60, 62 years of age, and the percent of veterans begins to skyrocket. Because, of course, that corresponds, if you go back in time, to about the time the draft stopped. And so you get up to 58% of all men who are over 65 plus are veterans. And if you get up above men 70, 75, you're up to over 60% and more who are veterans. So it's a huge difference. Older men, they all share this common experience of having served in the military. But today, for younger men, it's a very uncommon experience to have been in the military.
is there one branch of service which Americans see as more important than the others?
Yes, and that's changed over time. Go back to 2001, prior to 9/11, when Gallup asked that question, what branch is most important? The Air Force won overwhelmingly, 42% said Air Force. All the other services were below 20%. Fast forward to today, we just updated it, and it is now the Army, which is seen as the most important, followed by the Air Force, and then the Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard are below that. And, of course, I think that reflects the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, when we saw so much emphasis on the ground forces there. So Americans have really readjusted their thinking from prior to 9/11. And now, as they come to think of it, it's those traditional ground forces, the Army, which is the most important branch of the military we have.
Is it specifically in that order, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard?
Well, let me be specific. It's 26% who say the Army's most important, then 23% Air Force, and that's the big change, then 19% Marines, 17% Navy, and 3% choose the Coast Guard.
Does that ranking change when you ask which service is most prestigious?
Indeed it does, Dave. What would you say in terms of what Americans would think is the most prestigious branch? Just a quiz for you.
Well, I might guess the Marines.
Absolutely, and the Marines win every time we ask this. In fact, it's higher than ever. 47% of Americans say, in terms of prestige, it's the Marines, and all the others are below 20%, Air Force, Army, and Navy. So if you want to go into a branch of service where you have status and prestige, clearly the Marines are where you want to be.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief of the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.